If you are able to observe the person, you can observe the message sender's body language for congruence with the words used. You may note that the sender's facial expression, tone of voice, gaze, or type and intensity of gestures used are not aligned with the spoken words. These can serve as flags for multiple messages. Additionally, watch for changes in nonverbal cues during a conversation. These can point to items that are emotionally charged or conversational points that are or are not associated with negative emotion. Similarly, positive nonverbal clues suggest congruence with the message. Try to remove personal bias based on prior contact with the message sender or others' opinion of him or her. Additionally, avoid preconceived opinions that may be based on sexual preference, religion, age, gender, favorite sports teams, and culture. In terms of the use of assistive technology, if you have permission, in some circumstances, it can help to record the conversation through the use of special pens that function as digital recorders. An added benefit of some of these pens is that you can touch your handwritten notes with the tip of the pen, and the conversation from when you made the notes will replay. This is a real time saver and an aid to communication.